This conference is being recorded.
All right. Greetings, everyone, to you in the BBS radio audience and those of you in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. I am Khalif Zasnat Pa'ania El, and I want you to know that you are live and you are in the room. Listen to this before we sound tonight. I want you to hear these words reverberate in your ears. It says here in this sacred document that we call the Bible, it says in the 25th chapter of Leviticus and the 8th verse, it tells us to do something very, very special. It says, sound the trumpets and allow the trumpets to blow in Zion. Now listen to this. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Khalif, where are you at?
Yeah, I'm right here. I said some very important things are going on right now, and you should be excited a lot that you are here to witness what is happening right now. I tell you, it's just it's a marvelous time to be a witness to some of the things that are happening in our world and where we are about to go. We have been discussing the heart of the lion at the nation. And I'm getting a call. People just don't respect this hour of mine. They just don't seem to know. So go ahead and talk to them. I'm in Alanya.
All right. Yes, folks, it is a very interesting time that we are living in. The Chinese were right. May you live in interesting times. I had no idea 10 years ago just how interesting these times would be. It seems that now they held their little secret close to the heart in the game and let us know only a few days ahead of time that we had an event that hasn't been seen since 2,000 years ago. the star of Bethlehem, which actually is Jupiter and Saturn coming within a third of a degree of each other, happened two nights ago. A lot of people
Jupiter and Venus.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was quite a spectacle for most people. I hear Europe really got a good vision, a view of it, and it was seen in the northern hemisphere. And so they say that the energies of this will be around for another 2,000 years. So, interesting times. Okay, are you?
They are. They're not just interesting. They're great times, and we're going to try to explain to the people tonight why it's so good to be here at this particular time. And I know that in spite of some of the things that we see happening that are meant to be distractions for us, that are specifically designed by certain entities, you would say, as a test for us so that we cannot hold these energies and allow these energies to do their highest and greatest good for us. And so we're going to try to take that apart tonight and look at it. Not in, we're going to look at it in a very elementary kind of fundamental kind of way. I don't want to go over the top with a lot of post-doctorate terminology that will confuse people. But we want to take a look at it. And I'm going to use the Bible a lot, as I always do, because this is a great source. Because most of the things that we see happening right now can be found in this sacred text that we call the Bible. And we have been discussing this and talking about it. So I'm going back to where we were last week, if that's okay, because something here at the outset I need to say as we move into this is the aspect of how exciting it is to be here at this time and why am I saying this? And you know, because it could sound almost ridiculous to say that in light of some of the things that we see happening, if we stay attuned and fixed to our news and our media and listen to some of the horrible things that are going on. Churches are being burned. Black people are being killed. There's divisions that are taking place along racial lines, social lines, caste and class, the rich and poor, haves and have economic lines, social lines, and all of these stresses are but mere tests for us. And so we want to kind of dissolve those and bring into focus what we believe should be your focus during these times, and I'm going to use the Bible to try to point this out to you. I'm going to start with where I left off last week and talk about the lion of the tribe of Judah and the lion activation, the heart of the lion activation. We're going to dig into this kind of deeply because in the Bible, in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, is a very good chapter to start. And I'm going to read, inadvertently, intermittently through this fifth chapter, and I'll probably stop around verse number 10. I'm excited about getting to verse number 10 because that's the focal point of my message tonight, and that is to become rulers on the earth and in the earth through this heart of the lion activation. Of course, this Bible is written with a lot of imagery, symbolisms, parables, allegories, and mysterious. These people living thousands of years ago used the terminology in their language culture to describe some of the things that they were talking about, and we're going to try to break that code tonight. First of all, John is accredited for writing this in the Bible. Some people say that Apollonius of Tyana wrote this. Dr. Blair is one of the ones who teaches that, and other sources give credit to Apollonius. We don't care. Sometimes you can't argue about how you got what you have. You just have to be thankful that you have it, that regardless of who it came from. So that's my focal point tonight. John here in the Bible, he's called John, and he sees a vision. He sees someone sitting on a throne, and he sees a book in his right hand, and this book is written within, and it's sealed on the backside with seven seals. Now, remember that. The book is written within, and it's sealed on the backside with seven seals, and it's in the right hand of the Most High, who's sitting on the throne. And he says that no one on earth was able to open the book or loose the seals and to look in the book, so forth and et cetera. And then all of a sudden, as he begins to weep, one of the elders in the scene of characters here in this heavenly scene comes over and he tells him, don't weep, stop crying. He says, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has prevailed. He has triumphed. He's able to open the scroll and the seals in the book. There are seven seals. Now, this book is your body that's written within. This book is your body. It's the human body. It's the human temple. And the seven seals, of course, are the seven nerve centers that are in your spine. It is what we call the seven chakras. And this is coded by the word book, and the seals are coded by the word seal, meaning chakras or the energy centers that are in the back of the spine that run through the nervous system. And these seals have to be open in order for us. The book is in the right hand, which in the Bible, the right hand is a symbol of the right brain activation, those dormant seals. And we're going to dig deeply into this, and we hope that you stay with us. Because now, the imagery here, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is an easy one because of what is said in the book of Numbers, chapter 2, the tribe of Judah. This is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And this is an easy one because Numbers, chapter 2, and verse number 2 tells us that each tribe positioned themselves according to the zodiacs around the camp of Israel or around the tabernacle in the wilderness. So each tribe represents a particular constellation. It represents, and Judah's constellation, of course, it says it right there, is the Lion, and that's a very easy one. The Lion is the constellation of Leo. And we are approaching Leo. We're coming through Cancer now, and we are approaching Leo. The energies of Leo, when the sun moves to the right from after having been in the highest position as it relates to our world, our earth, our planet, and now moves to the right on the planisphere or the hemisphere as it appears in its precession to move. It is moving, and it has sat down on the right side of the Most High. Now, these energies, as they come into the earth, the sun, as it is being saturated, and as it is being so, in a way, baptized by the energies of the constellation of the Lion, or the particular body of stars, constellation, Leo, is going to bring some special, special energies into our earth at this particular time that's based upon some other factors that we will discuss maybe perhaps just a little bit later. We kind of touched on them just a little bit when Elijah alluded to the alignment of Jupiter and Venus a moment ago. And these particular positions that have not taken place have formed particular geometric shapes. And these shapes bring in certain energy qualities to not only just our planet, but to our solar system and to our galaxy, because everything is interconnected. Everything is interconnected. But now, back to this text, and back to Revelation chapter 5, remember that this Lion of the tribe of Judah, now, this tribe of Judah, or when the sun moves into this constellation, bringing these special energies, is a time based upon the alignments that we mentioned a moment ago, and where we are in the precession of the great year, which means the 24,000-year cycle. Based upon that, you can understand that we are in three motions. Have a 24-hour motion, then we have a 365-day motion, or or a 360-degree motion, and that brings us a year. And then we have a great year, which is 24,000 years. And this is the year, based upon that year and that precession in that year where we are now. We have not been here for over 12,000 years. Over 12,000 years. And so these energies now that we are about to receive, the earth has not received these energies in over 12,000 years. These are very, very special energies. Now, what makes them so special is the fact that they have the unique ability to bring to us this change that will activate our chakras, our nerve centers in our spine. And that's very, very important. So as we activate our nerve centers, our chakras, and they are activated, they are not blocked, they are activated, they are fully powered and charged by these energies that are coming in, then something very special happens. It goes to the crown chakra or the pineal gland, and the pineal gland then begins to vibrate at a different propensity and vibration and speed, coded in the Bible as 144,000. Now that comes out to 9, which is a frequency that ties us to the cosmos. That comes out to 9. 144,000 comes out to 9 now. Religionists will tell you that that's the Watchtower Society or a special group or a number of people, but it is not a number of people. It is a vibration. It is a rate of vibration of the pineal gland based upon the opening of the other chakras. Now, I want to continue to read because this is very, very important. A lot. It says, when that happens, and these energies, the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is the constellation of Leo, at this particular time, opens these, and we are then activated in terms of our right brain, and the EE amperage of our electromagnetism is increased 144,000 times, which is 12 times 12, or 12 times 1,000. Is 144,000, 12,000 times 12, 144,000. And that happens, something very special happens to us physiologically and spiritually. Now, I want you to listen to this because I don't want to lose you. It says, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Now, that's very important. Listen to this again. You purchased men for God from every tribe, every language, and every people and every nation. Now, listen to what happens to these people that are fortunate enough to be in a position to have this process that we just talked about happen to them. And you have made them to be a kingdom and to a priest and to be and priests to serve our God, and they will reign, rule on the earth. Now, listen, did you hear that? They will rule on the earth. The people that understand these energies, the people that are not manipulated by the pressures, the fear tactics, the scare tactics, the hurt, the pain, that is the system or whomever it may be that is trying to manipulate our energies to distract us away. Now, I'm going to deal a little bit about this, the heart of the lion activation, because we have an event that's coming up, and I'm going to do 2 weeks of training with these energies, but I want to tell you a little bit about this energy because the sun precessed in ancient Egypt. They taught about it, many thousands of years ago, that the sun precessed from Virgo into Leo about 10,500 years, almost 11,000 years ago, the sun, S-U-N, was born of a virgin. In other words, the precession kind of goes backwards. So the sun went from Virgo into Leo about 10,000 years ago, and the Egyptians, as they watched this, that they correspond also with the Ice Age. And there are about 300 stories around the world in almost every culture of a great flood. And the Egyptians call this the Zeptipah, means first time. It means reset of the clock. And they pictured this by Aka, which were two lions back to back, one facing the east and one facing the west, and a sun disk was in the middle. And in the temple of Ishna, the Egyptians showed the entire zodiac between Virgo and Leo. And the Sphinx, which is sitting right in Egypt. And I wish I really had time to deal with this a lot yet, to let people see that all of this is in your body, including the Sphinx, including those great pyramids. And these particular monuments, if I would use that word, are sitting right at the geometric center of the earth. If you could divide the earth into four equal quarters, the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid there in the Giza plain there in the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza, Giza plain. And that word Giza simply means border. You will see that it sits right in the middle of the earth. Now, that Sphinx is very important because that Sphinx faced the east at the exact location where the sun rises on March the 21st. And that sun aligned itself with Leo. Now, behind the sun, of course, is Aries, but it aligned itself perfectly 10,000 years ago with this Sphinx to the constellation of Leo. So you can see why the Egyptians said that it was the resetting of the clock and after having come out of the Ice Age. And Regulus entered into the sign of Virgo. That's what made this conjunction of Virgo and Jupiter very important. I hope I have time to talk a little bit about what that means, the conjunction of Jupiter and Virgo tonight. But I want to focus on this Sphinx that is perfectly aligned to the spring equinox or the vernal equinox on March 21st, pointing toward the east. I'm sorry, I got distracted there. Pardon me, some people are texting. I have to figure out how to get to a phone that I'm not distracted when I'm talking because it's difficult for me to multitask. But now this Sphinx is pointing facing to the exact location where the sun rises on March 21st. And this is why the Egyptians began their year in March. The beginning of the new year was not January. It was March the 21st.
Thank you.
The exact spot. And this, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you.
Why do you say thank you?
No one sets a new year in the dead of winter when everything's dead. The new year, common sense would tell you that it begins when life is becoming abundant again, which is spring. March 1.
Right. So feel free to interrupt me because you know I don't want it to sound like I'm just lecturing. So feel free. I thank you for that interruption there. And I want to make this very clear because see this is so important a lot. This is so important. The information that I'm sharing now is so important. And I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. You have to go and take this information and find it out for yourselves so that you know it. But there's a lot of information here that I want to give, and I want to kind of get through it so that people can have a chance to talk to me about this and pull more of the information out as I am speaking. But now Regulus, which is the royal star in the constellation of Leo, it entered the sign of Virgo in 2012. It's the royal star. Now, Leo, of course, now you know this even in some of the Chinese temples and some of the Asian temples throughout Southeast Asia and even in India and even back, the lion is the guardian of those temples, simply in symbolic form, meaning that this particular constellation of Leo is the guardian of the galactic pole. Now get that. This particular constellation is the guardian of the galactic pole. And this is the only bright star in the heaven that lies along the path of the sun as the sun appears to move through the zodiacs. And so Leo is the ruler of the heart. Let me say that. Leo is the ruler of the heart. Now, you have a heart chakra. You have a heart chakra. It's color-coded to green. The color green vibrates with the heart chakra. And the powers that be are really working overtime right now to suppress the heart chakra, the love chakra, letting your heart be the ruler. In other words, acting out of love instead of fear. And that's very, very important because we have the unique opportunity. Remember verse 10 that I mentioned a moment ago in the Bible, that he has taken people from every tribe, every language, and every nation, and he's made them kingdom and priest, and they will reign, in other words, rule on the earth. Now, the people that are trying to move you away from the love factor or the heart chakra and change the vibrations inside of your heart by applying these pressures, these fear tactics of war and destruction, of death, of the vicious negativity. And I say that it is vicious negativity, and it's all programmed by the mass media and the people who control mass media in order to create a collective consciousness on the planet of fear instead of love. Now get that, fear instead of love. In other words, we're not being ruled by the heart chakra. Now, what you have to understand, we're going to talk a little bit about for the next 2 months. Lots of this light energy that we're talking about is coming to the earth. And the Hertz level of the earth, pulse, its heartbeat, will start to get higher and higher. The earth will vibrate higher and higher. Now, remember again, I'm using redundancy and repetition as a form to help you to grasp and to help me stay on course as well as what I say. We're in a great year. We've not had these energies for over 12,000 years. People in the ruling class know this. They know that we are on schedule to awaken and to become rulers. And something else very important is about to happen, that we need to be ready by September to start manifesting heaven on earth. And a lot of people are not going to be ready because they're going to be seduced. And they're going not only to be seduced, they're going to be pulled in and sucked into the vortex of this collective consciousness that the powers that be are trying to manipulate us into, a collective consciousness of fear and hate and division. Now, Ladia, I'm going to take a break right there and allow you to talk because I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the seventh dimension. And when I talk about the seventh dimension, and the non-molecular body, that this energy will open the possibilities for us to have a non-molecular body, but light body, that all good, our highest self, and this guardian, Leo, heart of that lion, is the guardian to this galactic pole, or this galactic opening that will come into our hearts and allow us to ascend, not to the fifth, not to the fourth, not to the sixth, but to the seventh dimension, people.
Heaven on earth.
Non-molecular bodies, for the molecules, the solids. We will become diamond crystal beings, light beings. But we have to be prepared. This is the rulership that I read about a moment ago. This is the 144,000 vibration. Those that stand with the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God in the Bible is a symbol of the pineal gland, the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation. I saw the Lamb of God stand on Mount Zion, Mount Ion, the Ion. We're talking about light here, people. We're talking about codes. Mount Zion, Mount, it's no people that have any exclusive right over the planet over another people. And now let me just rub that for a moment, because you just read a moment ago that these people will come from every tribe, and they will come from every language and every nation. These are the priests. These are the people that come into the kingdom. It just said it. And these are the people who understand the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who takes the book, the body, opens the seven seals, opens the seven chakras, activates the pineal gland at a vibration of 144,000 times, opens the right brain, the book is sitting in the right hand of him that sits on the throne. You come into contact with the I am-ness of your being. You come full circle to your original, your journey now is complete. Now, unfortunately, the sacred text says that not everybody is going to make this time. Not everyone will make it this time. So, that's the bad news. And I want to stay away from the bad news tonight. But the good news on top of the bad news is that because they don't make it this time doesn't mean that they won't make it in the next 2 million years or whenever the next cycle comes around. But they won't make it this time. They're going to be sucked into the protest, to the violence, to the burning of flags, the burning of churches, to getting distracted by what I call insignificant issues when ultimate concern is all around you. These energies that you need to be focused on and to be in a position. And when I say position, I mean be ready to receive and be ready to empty yourselves in order to receive these energies is very, very important. Now, since I'm there and talking about emptying, here is the key. This is the year. This is why Jubilee in the Bible, and I'm going to give this scripture for those of you who may want to come back and listen later on, or if you are taking notes, or if you want to open your Bibles and look at it, you may. In the 15th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 1 through 3, it talks about the year of the Lord's release, where all debt is released. Now, I wrote a document 2008, 7 years ago, about the year of the Lord's release. You can look at that over there on truthtonarmatrix.com. It should be over there, and you can read it. Now, you have to pull out the bones and eat the meat, kind of like you eat fish. Spit the bones out, because I was talking about President Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain running for president and so forth and et cetera. But the message there is about release. And at the end of that document that I wrote in 2008 is a resolution. And I revised that this year and placed a new resolution and a new resolve over on my Facebook page. And I think that resolution is also on truthtonarmatrix.com, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But here is how you prepare yourselves to receive these energies. All of your fears, all of the debt, meaning if you've been injured, harmed, hurt by someone, it is important, it is imperative, it is indispensable. It is not optional at this point. You have to release all of the pain, empty yourself of all preconceived falsehoods and notions about religion and perceived wrongs, injuries that people have done to you, and receive of these energies in order to open this heart chakra so that we can go to that seventh dimension, seventh dimension and become the rulers of the earth. We've got to hold this vibration with the earth now. Now, the ancient Egyptians taught that we were going to the seventh dimension. Some people now talk about the fifth dimension. But it is my opinion, based upon this book, and I can show you in other places, that it talks about the seventh dimension. But now back to release. This release in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, talks about the year of the Lord's release and everything going free, and that was supposed to happen every 7 years. And then, of course, when you go to the New Testament and you read in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14, it says this. Listen to this, and I'm not quoting, I'm paraphrasing. It says, if you don't forgive men of their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespass. Now, there's no qualification placed upon the nature, nomenclature of the offense. It doesn't say that, you know, if they do something heinous or repulsive or something just so terrible that you have the right to reserve and to hold on to that offense. It didn't say that. You must release it because it will do more harm to you than it will to the object of your resentment and your revenge. Now, I know I'm sounding really strange here tonight. I know I'm sounding really, really crazy to some people. You better stop me, Aladia, because I know people are going to say, what in the world is this guy talking about? Didn't he see what just happened and what's going on? And didn't he see the bombs and the people that were mutilated and limbs were taken off and decapitated, heads were hanged on fences, and 30 people were shot in Europe, and ISIS did this, and the young man that's a member of the KKK went in the black church and shot down 9 innocent people, and how in the world is he talking about? We need to stand still at this point and empty ourselves and release all of this hurt. When we've been hurt, we have a right to stand up for ourselves. Well, all I can say is, Elijah, at this point, if you do that and hold on to these negative, low vibrational energies, when these energies come in, you will register it in your body, in the book, in your chakras. Your molecules won't crystallize into the diamond crystal ions that we are destined to become, these light beings, and go to the seventh dimension. It won't happen for you. These energies are here. You have to decide what you want to do about them. The Pope, I'm covering a lot of territory. The Pope is coming here to talk about climate change. Now, that's a cold, that's a sophisticated kind of political word to talk about what I'm talking about right now. I mean, he's not going to get off into the logistics and get off into what I'm getting into in the seven-dimensional non-molecular state, and that we are returning to our original state, our original being, coming into contact with the I am-ness of our beings, and we've completed this cycle. We've completed this journey. We've completed this process. We've learned a lesson, and now we're ready to ascend with this planet. So I'm going to stop right there because I know your minds are just bubbling. I could go on and go back to the pineal gland activation of Jacob, which I really wanted to touch on once again, that Jacob's name was changed. He was, now watch this scene. He's coming and he's coming in contact with his brother. His brother is really a warlike person. He's very vicious and he's manly. If you know the story of Jacob and Joseph and Esau in the Bible, Jacob stole his birthright and tricked him out of the blessing, tricked his father out of the blessing. And so his brother promised him to kill him. And his brother was more powerful than he was. He was like a house guy, and his brother was outdoors when he was a he-man, so to speak. And he became a great guy and in terms of being a military kind of guy and a militaristic paramilitary. So Jacob wasn't too much of a fighter. So he's coming back, and he's got a confront this brother after he's done these things to him. He's conned him. He's beat him out of his inheritance and beat him out of it. And so he's really frightened. He's afraid. Sort of like we are right now, you know, in these times. You know, sort of like white folk are afraid of black folk with all the stuff that they've done to them, and now we're coming back, and they're really, you know, the consciousness of white supremacy. You've got to understand that the consciousness of white supremacy, let me say this, and I want to say it correctly without offending anyone. White supremacy has a consciousness that it has not told the truth. It has not told the truth about a lot of different things. Therefore, since its conscious is not truthful, it is afraid and fearful. And since it is in power and it is the ruling class, then it is afraid, sort of like Jacob. Sort of like Jacob was afraid because he knew he had done some things that were wrong. His conscience was bothering him. He had told the truth. And so he gets to this place. And he sends everyone away from him. He wrestles on. This is the 32nd chapter of Genesis. And he gets into this wrestling match with an angel, so to speak. That's what the Bible says there. And he wrestles all night. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me and so forth. He said, what's your name? The angel did not tell him. But, of course, we know the name of the angel. That's not the point. But then all of a sudden something happens. And what happens is the angel changes his name from Jacob to Israel. Israel. Now, Israel is, again, a code. It's a code. And this code can be understood by going back to Egypt again with Isis, Ra, and El. El being the power, Ra, of course, being the male force, and then Isis being the feminine force or feminine energy. And the two making the sun or the triad of Egypt with Isis, Ra, and El. Okay. Now, he changes his name to Israel. And as he changes his name to Israel, it doesn't really have anything to do with his nationality. How do I know that? Because the next verse says, and he named the place Peniel. Now, remember, there were no vowels in these languages, so you only have consonants. So that's P-N-L. So what you're talking about is P-N-L, pineal, pineal, pineal gland. This is what you're talking about. So the pineal gland is activated. And the Bible says that the angel touched him in the thigh. Now, the word thigh there is not the same word we normally think about in the English culture, in the English language for thigh. It's not the same location. The word in the sacred text is yarok. And yarok means the regenerative organs. So where the angel touched him was in the testicles, where the seed, the regenerative seed that had returned to the pineal gland. He says, I've seen God face to face. So there's a seed that is born every 29 and a half days. I've said this 1,000 times. But this is coded in that story. And the word yarok, regenerative organs, you look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. All you good Bible thumpers and Bible believers and theologians, and if you got some friends that want to argue with you about the meaning of words, look it up. It's right there. I promise you it's there. It means regenerative organs. It means that seed that is returned to the pineal gland to activate the pineal gland. And thus, he becomes Israel. Has nothing to do with nationality. It's a story.
Can I stop you there for a minute?
Sure.
Explain to everyone, please, what is Ra-El means. What's it? What's Ra? What's El?
Isis, Ra, and El. We're talking about the feminine energy, masculine energy, and the caduceus, or the wrapping and intertwining of these meeting, making the El, which is the power. El simply means power, like electricity. Electricity. That's why we call them elders in the church, because it elect. Elohim. The Elohim is the electrical forces, electromagnetic forces. Elohims are the seven planets. The Elohims is plural, first of all. Elo, or El, Elohim.
Is it not true, though, that our bodies are like a, I mean, they're electric with water as a, the reservoir?
Solvent and as a conductor, yes.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
No, I'm asking that question.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Our bodies are electrical.
Correct.
And that's the neurons and stuff that fire in the brain that the doctors call the nervous system. And it's like a generator in our body, and that's what the chakras do, right? When they're
fully
activated.
The chakras are kind of like resistors. If you would have electrical energies and you didn't have something to break that energy, I mean, this power would just flow through you, and you would probably blow out a fuse or something. You know what I mean? So the chakras are kind of like circuit breakers.
Okay.
So that you just don't have a continuous flow of energy in the state that we're in right now. So, but we're moving to that state where these chakras will fully be powered up, fully activated, fully lit, and they will have the capacity to regulate this energy or this divine presence of life or electricity, as you were calling it, that is trapped in this molecule at the molecular level, in the hexahedron. The hexahedron in the Platonic solids is the hex of the flesh, the molecule, at the molecule level. We move up one level, and we move from the molecular level to the water level. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we move up from that level. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The earth has chakras just as a human body. And so with this galactic wave that's coming in, it's going to raise her heart rate, which in turn, if we don't raise our heart rate, which is raising our vibration, then we won't be able to vibrate at the same frequency as her. And that's where, well, things can go south real quick.
Well, the Hourglass Nebula in Galaxy 4555, the Hourglass Nebula, which is it's just like the eye in the sky, is over by the Orion constellation. And this energy, this explosion happened some time ago, and it looks like an eye in the sky. You can Google it, okay? This energy has been coming, and it came across, and I can show you, in the constellations, how it came across the bodies of seven constellations to get to us.
Wow.
Okay.
As above, so below.
Yes, as above, so below. So I can show you exactly the same process that's happening. And now that it's getting to us, of course, yes, the earth has that same chakra, same construct, that's sacred geometry. We, as above, so below. What happens above us in the macrocosm happens in us, the microcosm. Let's take our time and see where we are. We got about 10 minutes here. And I want to open up the Q&A just for a moment, if you don't mind.
We have 5 minutes.
First of all, did I answer your question? I didn't mean to cut you short.
Yes, sir, you did. But we have 5 minutes before we go off the air with BBS Radio.
Okay, well, we will have, let me do some housekeeping here and tell everyone that we will have the Heart of the Lion Macabre activation, or the Heart of the Lion activation. And this energy that's coming in the month of July, latter part, middle part of July, down through August. September is the month of manifestation, when we should start seeing things happen and manifest. We should be able to manifest some things if we receive this energy right. We have planned a training session. I have deliberately given 2 weeks to this because this is so important. Normally we only do about 3 days. But it will be in Greenville, Mississippi. Write that down. Greenville, Mississippi. You can look it up, find out where it is, and it will happen on the 10th through the 21st. the 10th of August through the 21st, the heart of the lion, the heart of this constellation, the heart of the lion, which will be the very center of this constellation as these energies come in. Now, I wanted to talk some more technical stuff and get into it, but you can you can register for this this event by going to truthdenarmatrix.com and leaving a message there for Aladia, and she will let us know if you want to participate.
I need to correct you, something there, sir. It's Denar.
Okay.
It's denartruthmatrix.net.
Oh, I'm sorry. denartruthmatrix.net. Go there and leave a message for Aladia. Tell her you're interested in attending the Heart of the Lion activation this summer. We're going to show you what it has taken us 40 years to learn, and we're going to try to do it in 10 days to help you to make this transition and transmutation. Now, there are very special energies that are present on this property that the Most High has placed in our possession to make this process a lot easier for you. It's easier. There are vortexes there. Energies come in, gushing in through these vortexes. Now, this is not the only vortex in the country, and you know, I've been accused. People are, I won't even give into that. Well,
yeah.
Nonetheless, this is one of many vortexes, okay? And I'm not the only teacher, and this is not the only vortex, but this is one of them, and I am one of the light workers.
And it's powerful.
That has been sent here to help you and to assist you. So go to truthdenarmatrix.net and leave a message for Aladia and let her know you're interested in this Makava or Heart of the Lion training that we're going to do from the 10th of August in the middle of the Leo constellation, heart and of Leo. We're going to do this training to help you to ascend so that you make it to the seventh dimension. You don't get stuck with these people back here in the third or in the fourth.
No.
Somewhere below. Get bumped down two dimensions. Become a frog.
Really?
For the next 2 million years, you know. Someone asked me, what would happen to this guy that did the killing? Well, he's got to go back in the cycle. And he's going to pay his due. He can't cheat cosmic law. This is one of the things that Constantine did when he killed his mother and boiled his wife in oil. And the sacred priest told him, say, hey, look, the only way for you to get, you know, redeemed from this is that you've got to go back and through the process and through a series of reincarnations, you're going to have to pay this debt off. And Constantine came up with a brilliant idea that he would have his bishops and preachers and guys to get together, his people, and they put together this plan of salvation by someone outside who paid for all of the sins of the world. That's how we got Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. When actually Jesus Christ is actually a process that happens inside of our body here for 29 because Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is come in the flesh. Every 29 and a half days, 1 John 3:9, your seed remains in you. Oh, and that's another subject. So anyway, those of you who are in the BBS radio audience, listen. You can come over to this discussion by dialing 712-775-7085. Access code 568-788-POUND. Again, that's 712-775-7085. And the access code is 568-788-POUND. Thank you. I have been your host tonight. Play the music.
I'm trying to.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.